On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, the Oilers come back from two deficits to win it in overtime. We'll talk about the game and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I am your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, we're going to get into that massive 4-3 victory for the Edmonton Oilers, as we will start off with a little bit of a recap from the game, but also coming up on today's episode, what won the Oilers the game? There was one little thing that the Edmonton Oilers did better than the Florida Panthers that helped propel them past the Panthers in that game. We will talk about that later on in today's episode. And of course, after every Oilers game, the good, the bad, and the ugly from this game against the Florida Panthers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, just before we get into this, sorry if you might already notice my voice is already waning a little bit, so I apologize for that. Some people may be going, I wish it was all the way gone. Either way, let's get into the massive win for the Edmonton Oilers as they mount their second straight comeback win against the Florida Panthers in Edmonton on Monday, and it wasn't an easy one. They allowed the first goal of the game, came back, took the lead at one point, let the Panthers take it back, and then the lead for the Panthers again, 3-2 late in the third, but it didn't matter as Evan Bouchard blasted one past Spencer Knight, who is having an absolute masterclass of a game to tie it up late in the third. And it was, of course, Leon Draisaitl scoring his second straight game-winning goal for the Edmonton Oilers, helping the Oilers improve to 12-10-0 on the season. Now, Zach Hyman getting is another goal called back against the Florida Panthers. He had another one recently called back for a kicking motion, but he still mounted to get two assists on the night. And you know what? Zach Hyman was a driver for the Edmonton Oilers once again in this game. Two assists, as mentioned, for him in this one. The goal called back. He got elevated at one point from the second line to the first line where Jesse Puljujärvi was playing alongside Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And that was kind of where the Edmonton Oilers started to really take over. Yes, the Oilers gave up the first goal of the game, but really after that, it was the Edmonton Oilers game. They were able to stifle the offense from the Florida Panthers and able to let them only shoot 27 shots towards Stuart Skinner, who ended up making 24 saves. And honestly, can't really fault Skinner on many of them, if any of them, really. The third one, maybe, but it was a beautiful shot by Montour through a crowd. Should it have counted? Stuart Skinner certainly doesn't think so. But the Edmonton Oilers were able to limit a team that averages 40 shots on goal a game to 27. That's a winning mixture. Then on top of it, to be able to shoot 40 of your own towards the Florida Panthers is a very important thing. And friend from the show, Brendan Escott, mentioned that to Coach Jay Woodcroft in his post-game interview, in his post-game press conference would be the word I'm looking for here. And like Woody said, that is an important thing for the Oilers to do to help them win a game against a team who's very good at getting pucks to the net. And like Woody said, most of those shots came from outside of that home plate area, one of the most dangerous areas you can allow shots. So the Edmonton Oilers, very good in their own end. And you see what happens there. Connor McDavid with his 17th goal of the season. Also a beautiful goal. I swear that guy scores the exact same goal every year against the Florida Panthers. Breakaway, forehand, backhand, whether it's James Reimer, Sergei Bobrovsky, or Spencer Knight, it doesn't matter. Evan Bouchard's game-tying goal coming with 5 seconds left in the game. 4.4 on the Sportsnet clock, but they readjusted it to 5 seconds there. It was the latest Edmonton Oilers goal since 2013. Can you guess what that goal was? Can I re-jog your memory a little bit? Maybe it was against the Los Angeles Kings. Maybe a goal had recently been called off. It was a Sam Gagne goal that was called off. And then some Oilers fans started throwing stuff on the ice. And with 5 seconds left, a certain first overall draft pick tapped in a goal as it was falling to the ice in midair. And Nail Yakupov slid across the Oilers logo in like the most iconic Oilers goal for like the fifth goal of the season. But yes, it was the Oilers' latest goal in a game since Nail Yakupov's infamous knee slide. The Edmonton Oilers, you know what, despite the 4-3 scoreline, outplayed the Florida Panthers. And if it wasn't for Spencer Knight, this game would have been even more out of hand. And again, 24 saves on 27 shots, mediocre. But again, you can't really blame Stuart Skinner on many of those goals. The one, the first goal of the game off of Darnell Nurse's boot ended up behind him. It just an easy, easy little play. Nothing you could really fault Skinner on. Again, that goal for Montour, point shot through a crowd. Should it have counted after a high stick? Whatever. You know what? The Edmonton Oilers, again, played a good game. Tyson Barrie, fourth goal of the season, his third against the Florida Panthers. Him and Bouchard just kept hammering the puck, just kept getting the puck towards the net, and the Edmonton Oilers end up winning the game because of it. They go on to win 4-3 in overtime over the Florida Panthers. As again, as mentioned, they move on to 12-10-0 on the season. Their next game coming Wednesday at 7:30. Almost said 5:30. Wish it was 5:30. 7:30 Mountain Time in Chicago against the Chicago Blackhawks. Last time the Oilers played the Chicago Blackhawks, 17 penalties called in the second period. We'll wrap up that segment there. Let's move on to the winning recipe for the Edmonton Oilers. Is there was one thing that the Oilers did better than the Florida Panthers that helped them win the game tonight. We will talk about that in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and a greater peace of mind this holiday season. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify if a threat is real, so you can get priority police response. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than $1 a day. That is less than half of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Plus, with the top-rated Simply Safe app, stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere. Arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your camera, or just simply adjust your system settings. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system that I recommend. Get 50% off the new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. Again, that is simplysafe.com/LockedOnNHL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. As we move on to the biggest winning recipe for the Edmonton Oilers in this game against the Florida Panthers. And that's faceoffs, baby. The Edmonton Oilers out-finessed, outplayed, just straight up beat the Florida Panthers in the faceoff dot. And that's what ended up winning them the game. In fact, this is what happened, ended up tying the game for the Oilers. But it was gave the opportunity for the Edmonton Oilers to win this game. Jay Woodcroft said after the New York Rangers game that, you know what? They were upset that they gave up two goals off of the faceoff. Well, the Edmonton Oilers went on to tie the game off of the faceoff, but dominate the faceoff circle throughout the entire game. 57.8, basically 58% for the Edmonton Oilers in the faceoff circle, where the Florida Panthers went 42% in the dot. And the Edmonton Oilers centers had a massive day. Derek Ryan, 71% in the faceoff dot. Devin Shore, 60%. Brad Malone, 50%. Connor McDavid, 57%. And Leon Draisaitl, 79% in the faceoff dot. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, the only player under 50% for the Edmonton Oilers in that game, sitting at a 29%. But also James Hamblin and Dylan Holloway also getting some faceoffs and both getting 100% on their faceoff totals. The Edmonton Oilers dominated the faceoff circle. And again, that game-tying goal came because of a faceoff battle, came because they won the faceoff. Now, the thing is, the Edmonton Oilers are missing right now Ryan McLeod, who is a centerman, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins isn't always taking those faceoffs. When he is, well, evidently in that game, only 29%. But the Edmonton Oilers haven't been great in their basically season at winning faceoffs. Now the Edmonton Oilers win that faceoff and they win the game. Now you may be going, oh, it's a faceoff. What does that have to do with anything? Well, that means you're getting the first possession off of a whistle. You're getting possession, whether that's in your own end. That means you're killing the play of the opposition. You're killing their attack, and you're able to get possession and move the puck out. If you're in the offensive zone, that means you get a possession inside their own end, prevent them from being able to get a shift change if there's an icing. If you're able to pin them, especially in the second period where the long change is in effect, you get to win possession and dictate the play of the game, dictate the pace of the game. If you're winning faceoffs, in theory, and not necessarily the official final result, but in theory, if you're winning the faceoffs, you're winning the game at the time. Again, in theory, you're dictating that play. You're winning possession. You have more of the possession. You're letting the other team, or making the other team, play into your hands. And that really helps when you have the last change when you're at home. The Edmonton Oilers, you saw it in even the overtime when they threw out James Hamblin and Dylan Holloway for that little skate around that they always do, going, ooh, is it going to be them starting the overtime? When we all know it's going to be Leon and Connor, you're still playing those mind games to try and get that matchup in the faceoff dot to win that possession. It's all those mini battles, and the Edmonton Oilers won that mini battle in the war. And that's what ended up winning the game for the Edmonton Oilers. Simple as that. It was because of the Edmonton Oilers winning faceoffs and, more importantly, winning a faceoff with less than 10 seconds to go in the third period, getting it to their best shooter, point shooter, in Evan Bouchard, and having him have the game on his stick and tie the game for the Edmonton Oilers. That's all you can do. That's all you can ask for if you're Jay Woodcroft and the Edmonton Oilers, is you can win a faceoff. And that's what the Edmonton Oilers did against the Florida Panthers, and they went on to win the game in overtime. Let's move on to our good, the bad, and the ugly from the game against the Florida Panthers as they win in overtime 4-3. We will get to that in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Plus, get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and even esports, they've got it all at BetOnline. Guys, I know Canada is officially eliminated from the World Cup, but they still have one game left against Morocco. Can Canada get points at a World Cup? That would be beautiful. Let's check out the lines for that one on BetOnline. Plus, if you love sports podcasts, which if you're listening to this one, you probably do, they've got those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode with the good, the bad, and the ugly from the game against the Florida Panthers. And we're going to start off with the good. And the good today against the Florida Panthers was the resiliency from the Edmonton Oilers. Went down 1-0 in the game, and it didn't matter for them at all. The Oilers came back and really dictated the play of the game. It was their game from basically the get-go. It was a silly goal, but the Oilers didn't let that deter them. The Oilers went out there, outshot the Florida Panthers 40-27, and just straight up took it to them. If it wasn't for Spencer Knight, this game would have been more out of hand than the scoreline let out. But the Edmonton Oilers came back from 1-0, came back from a difficult 3-2 penalty, or 3-2 goal, which they then, because they challenged it and was unsuccessful, got a delay of game penalty, ended up getting too many men on the ice, and ended up scoring late in the game. The Edmonton Oilers' resiliency also ended up winning them that game. And it's coming off of a second straight game, considering they did the exact same thing almost against the New York Rangers. So the good from this game, resiliency for the Edmonton Oilers. The bad, you know what? I got to show some love to the opposition every once in a while here. And the bad is Spencer Knight, because Spencer Knight is a bad, bad man. 36 saves on 40 shots. I mean, you can talk about goals all you want, but the saves that this man made, again, it was the reason why the Florida Panthers were in this game and were leading late in the game as well. He was insane, and a reason is you see why so many people, including myself, say that this guy is the best goaltending prospect in generations. This guy has been able to come into the league very, very quickly after being drafted and really take a stamp in this league. And sometimes, honestly, I think he's underrated. Stuart Skinner had a very good game as well. But Spencer Knight, just a round of applause to you, as that was a beautiful performance from Spencer Knight. So the bad is a bad, bad man, Spencer Knight. And the ugly, I want to say the lack of domination. Yes, the Edmonton Oilers did run the game and statistically led the Panthers in many aspects. But the Edmonton Oilers, once again, having to come back in a game. Yes, they won. Yes, they had the puck numbers and the shooting numbers and this, that, and the other thing. But the Oilers have yet to absolutely dominate a game this season. We're 22 games into this season, and the Edmonton Oilers have yet to show who the Edmonton Oilers really are. The knock on the Oilers is that they always stoop to their opposition's level and play the opposition's game. Yes, the Oilers have won more times than they lost, but that's not a winning recipe, especially if you're playing into the opposition's notes here. So I'm saying the ugly is the lack of domination, because yes, the Edmonton Oilers did run the game. They did. Again, I think I may have said dominated the game multiple points during this game, but they didn't run away with it and let Florida back in it. The Edmonton Oilers need to start finding that. Yes, the Edmonton Oilers have James Hamblin making his NHL debut, Derek Ryan and Devin Shore and Kleem Kostin is your third line. I understand. But you got the Edmonton Oilers have to find a way to start showing they're the Edmonton Oilers, or they're just not going to make it as far as everybody thought they would. But either way, at the end of this 4-3 victory for the Edmonton Oilers in overtime, the good resiliency, the bad Spencer Knight, as he is a bad, bad man with 36 saves on 40 shots, and the ugly, a lack of dominance. We're going to wrap it up there after a big win for the Oilers, as they have won 2 in a row. They look to make it 3 in a row in Chicago on Wednesday at 7:30. What a game this was. Another big win for the Oilers. We're going to wrap it up there, everybody. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen. Now for your next listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On Sports Today. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you find your podcast. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I know it's getting chilly. Stay warm out there, because it is getting treacherous. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? Have a wonderful day, everybody. Stay safe. I will see you next time. And until then, thanks to a massive win over the Florida Panthers, we can play La Bamba, baby.